Good morning to everybody. It's a blessing to be here today. Glad everybody has joined us. Welcome to Westside. If you're new to Westside, we're certainly happy that you've joined us here this morning, and welcome to 2020. As we begin a new year, we probably have new resolutions, new goals, things that we want to achieve in the upcoming year. And at the top of the list for all of us, I know, will be the spiritual goals, to get closer to God and do better in living for Him day in and day out. We ended 2019 by looking at Psalm 23, and as we begin 2020, we're going to continue through this study. I can't think of a better way to begin a new year than by looking at Psalm 23. When we examine our life, there is someone or something that's in control. Someone or something is leading our lives. For many, that someone or something is Satan and sin. And we have to consider what the final destination is of that journey. Any journey that we take, we should always be concerned where that road ends. Doesn't it make sense to know where we will end up when we get to where we're going? Now consider the road of sin. And all of us have been on this path at times. We've all walked down this road, and these things that I'm about to say, they've described us at some point in our life. This is what happens if we walk the road of sin. Sin will lead you to places that you never thought you'd go. Sin will keep you in places you never thought you'd stay. And sin will take you further than you ever intended to go. We should always be concerned, we should always be aware of what the final destination is. And Satan accomplishes this very slowly, methodically, one step at a time. He leads us away from the Father. One step at a time, he leads us to that place that we never thought we'd go. One step at a time, he leads us further than we ever thought we would go. How many times have we said to ourselves, I never thought I would do something like that. That's not me. Or I never thought I would end up here, wherever here is. Now there's another possibility for us. There's another path that we can choose to walk. There's someone else that we can make a decision to follow. And as we look at David, David lived life both ways. At times he followed the fleeting pleasures of sin. At certain tragic moments in his life, Satan was his guide. But he also knew what it was like to follow God. David, he knew both paths. Now, these are his thoughts about following God's path. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are David's thoughts about following God. What a description. What a powerful way to describe what our life can be like. Now, this was David's existence. This is what David was experiencing as he followed God. This may or may not describe us right now. It depends on who's in control of our life. It depends on who we're following. Today, I want us to focus in on verse 3, and we're going to zoom in on the word lead. The word for lead here in verse 3, it means to guide, to direct, to lead carefully toward a definite goal, a definite destination. This word, it pictures someone following a definite plan or blueprint. It's a word that points to a very specific destination. It's a strong word. The shepherd, he knew where he was leading his sheep. And he took a certain course and arrived at that chosen place. It wasn't a haphazard endeavor. When a shepherd was leading his sheep to different places, he knew where he was going. The shepherd just didn't say, hey, let's just see where we go today, where we end up. It wasn't a road trip with no clear destination in mind. This wasn't just seeing where life took you. The shepherd knew where he was going. He knew where he was leading his sheep.
I can tell you with certainty this morning that you're more valuable to God than an actual lamb. We need to know where we're headed. We need to know the destination of our journey. Now, life at times, it's a struggle. It's a serious matter. We're put here for a purpose. We're not just put here accidentally. God just didn't put us here to wander around and see where we ended up. Now, sometimes our life, it's rough, it's difficult. And other times, our journey is less strenuous and more restful. Through the struggles and the moments of rest, we know where we're going, right? Don't we know as Christians where we're heading? Don't we know where we're going to end up if we keep following the shepherd? I want you to see Jesus' words here in John 10. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, if you'll think for a few moments about all the paths that Jesus walked, consider all the places that his feet took him in his ministry. His travels took him to the Jordan River, where he was baptized by John. His path included a trip to the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan. His journeys involved a trip to the Sea of Galilee to call some fishermen to follow him. His feet took him to the synagogue to teach people God's will. His path winded towards people who were hurting, people who were searching, people who were desperate for help. His journey included stops in Samaria to minister to the woman at the well, and along dusty paths to minister to blind men and lepers. His feet also led him into the garden where he prayed for deliverance and then for strength to finish his journey. His footsteps came to a temporary end at Calvary. Now, Jesus, he went before us in all of these ways. There were moments of excitement, moments of frustration, moments of temptation, moments of rest, and many moments of struggle. And for us, we'll encounter all of this, all of these moments that Jesus experienced, we'll encounter these in our lives. If you want to know what following Jesus looks like, all you have to do is look at his life. If you take a look at his feet, you'll see where we'll end up, because he goes before us. Isn't that what he says here in John 10? Jesus, he leads the way. He goes before us, and he shows us what the destination will be for us. Now, if we go back to Psalm 23, we're going to see that the journey at times will lead us to moments of rest. Jesus, the shepherd, our shepherd, he leads us beside the still waters. Now, that sounds delightful. It sounds peaceful. It sounds restful. We're about to go to Colorado, and one of the things that I enjoy when I go on the ski trip is to just see the streams of water and just see the water just kind of flowing gently down through those streams. It's peaceful. It's restful. It's comforting. And our shepherd will lead us to those places in this life. But we also see that there's moments of struggle. Jesus, he leads us beside the still waters. Our shepherd, he does that. But he also leads us in the paths of righteousness. I'm telling you, these are some difficult journeys. To walk in the paths of righteousness, it's tough. It's not easy to do what's right. And as we set out on a new year, we look at 2020, things that we want to do, things we want to accomplish. To do the right thing is going to be a challenge. Because Satan, he's good at what he does. That other path, he's going to light up for us. He's going to make it clear and obvious that we can do something else besides the right thing. Just tough to walk the paths of righteousness. You think about the sheep and where the shepherd led them. At times they were led to the good places, to the places of rest, to the places where the streams were flowing. At other times the path, it was tough, it was difficult. Consider what happens if we walk the paths of righteousness. Isn't that where our shepherd would lead us? Now consider what that looks like. Doing the right thing may put us at odds with our friends. It's great when we have friends that are trying to live the Christian life the way we are. But that's not always the case. And we will probably have moments very soon in this year where we have to choose. Are we going to go the way that our friends are going? Or are we going to do what's right? Because oftentimes our friends, they're not living the right way. Doing the right thing will always put us at odds with this world. Our world isn't interested in God. Our world isn't interested in following Jesus. And so if we're going to do what the world does, we're not going to be following Christ. The psalmist, he shows us a full picture of what following the shepherd looks like. So there's going to be some difficult paths that we are going to have to walk. His way may lead over the stony mountains, but we can be sure that he always guides through right and straight paths. Now, when you look at David, most people believe that David was very far along in life when he wrote Psalm 23. Far enough along that he was able to see God's finished work. He had come to understand the mind of the shepherd. And we can rejoice to recall that our shepherd has pledged to lead us for his name's sake. Now, how can we find the motivation to keep following Jesus? I know that's a question I think about as we enter this new year. How can I be motivated to keep living for God? How can I be motivated to keep walking those paths of righteousness? I want us to look at some words in the New Testament that perhaps can help us. In John 14, verse 1 through 6, Jesus, he's talking to his apostles. And he's talking to them about some paths that they're going to have to walk. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This was the final destination for our Lord and Savior. The agony of the cross was followed by the glory of heaven. Now make no mistake, Jesus' feet will lead you to a cross, but the journey isn't finished there. Our journey doesn't end with death. This was an especially trying time for the apostles. They were surely overwhelmed with this information. Jesus' time, it was limited. His work, it was about over. And he shares with them where he is going. Now, I'm certain they were all concerned. And Thomas, he expressed their thoughts. Where are you going? How can we get there? How do we know the way? Now, the final destination for Jesus was heaven. Now, you have to hear this. Pay attention to this. Through the coughing, all my distractions, I'm sorry. That's just how life is sometimes. But pay attention to this. What Jesus says here, it has to make an impact on us. If you follow Jesus, you will make it to heaven. That's the bottom line. That's all I need to know. I could have stood up here this morning and made that line my entire sermon. and we could walk out of here rejoicing. If you follow Jesus, you're going to make it to heaven. We should always know what the final destination is. And this is what the final destination is for those who follow Jesus. We want to be in heaven. We want to dwell in these many mansions that Jesus talks about. We want to see the place that Jesus has prepared for us. We want to live forever in the presence of our Father. Jesus is the way. He is the only way. If we follow his steps, we're going to end up in a good place. Every journey has an endpoint. Every journey has a final destination. If we follow Jesus, we know what that final destination will be. You can go to heaven. I can go to heaven. And David, as he's expressing his thoughts about following God here in Psalm 23, he talks about being led by the hand of the shepherd. Jesus leads. He can lead you. Today is a great day to start following. If you need to be baptized into Christ, if we can help you in any way, we invite you to come as we stand and sing together.